Good afternoon. It's Tuesday, the 4th of April, and we're here at this wonderful auditorium at Redondo Beach Union High School for the SAS BOA Festival. My name is Harry Leff, and I'm a retired music educator with over 40 years' experience. It's my pleasure to welcome to the festival the Newbury Park Concert Band. We hope, like all the groups, you play your best, feel good about your program, and maybe go home with a couple of ideas or suggestions to help you to continue to improve your musical skills and your enjoyment of music. So with that in mind, we'll let you get set up and hope you have a great time today. Best of luck.
Ready? All right. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the second annual Redondo Union High School Band and Orchestra Festival. We would like to remind the members of the audience to turn off their cell phones and other electronic devices. We also request that there be no flash photography during the performance. The students before you are being evaluated by a panel of music educators from the Southern California School Band and Orchestra Association, the SCSBOA. The adjudicators will be recording their comments throughout the performance, and you may hear them quietly talking. These comments and evaluations are a part of the festival procedure and are intended to reinforce the learning process. Our next group to perform is the Newbury Park Concert Band under the direction of Dennis Crystal. They will be performing the following selections: Quattro Fantasy by Scott Director, Shenandoah arranged by Frank Ticelli, and Atlas by William Palange.
Okay, nice introduction. Here we go with Quattro Fantasy.
Solid opening. A little bit more of an accent on the forte piano. Nice feel. Percussion a little too much for the stage. Get in here the eighth notes on the end of measure 16. Sustaining the quarter notes on beat 4. Da da da. Very nice. Very clean. Good sense of pulse. When you play something in a triple meter, I always tell the groups to think of a circle. Visualize a circle or a carousel of horses on it, just gliding along in an even motion. Doing a very nice job and not pushing the tempo. Very nice control. Clean up that articulation. Adjusting the sound of that stage. Doing a nice job, though. Make sure you blow through your instruments. Get a nice big full sound. That's better. Start that measure 81 a little softer. Nice pyramid effect there, very nice. This tune, those perfect intervals there, just about. Remember, they get a hollow sound when they're in tune. Nice transition. I put a little shape to it. Let the note build and then diminish. But listen.
this and then adjust. You're not in tune within your sections. Very nice. Clearness check that chord you have in measure 109. The fermata, we have a perfect octave, a perfect fourth, and a perfect fifth. Start a little bit louder, and then you can, and this way you won't have to worry about running out of place to go to get soft. Yeah, you know, you're always going to have extremes on both loud and soft ends, so you have to come up with a way to make it more pronounced. In this case, by starting the piano a little louder, you'll have more of a distinction and contrast. Listening and adjusting to pitch. Nice round time now. Measure together. Timpani can bring that roll out more. Get around arriving at the beats together. Keep subdividing, feel the pulse. You'll notice sometimes I put a plus and minus in the score box to denote inconsistency. Just out of that note. So be careful. Never lose control. All right. Nice opening piece for the group. You played it very, very well. And a little bit of, you know, issue with pulse occasionally, which causing us not to arrive at the beats exactly at the same time. Nice following the conductor. You didn't rush tempos. Intonation needs some more attention. It's a question of constantly listening, adjusting. As soon as you land on a note, assume you're wrong and fix it. And, you know, learning to listen down. The balance of the group, for the most part, was okay, but I think as we adjust to the stage, maybe that'll improve in the next numbers. Good opening. All right, now, Shenandoah. Let's make sure we're all set for that first note. It's tenuto, so it's not four. What it's four, one. Hold it out long. Now I would use this as a good chance to get off the podium, let the group play it by themselves, teach them to internalize the pulse of the music. That measure one and measure two, we just weren't changing notes together at the right time. Accompaniment's playing with a nice sense of shape, but the melody isn't. Nice work between the alto and the flute.
have something to play with, a fairly good size interval trumpet. The key is if it's two notes, the first note, bringing the pitch of that note down, keeping it centered, because you're going to want to, the tendency is going to want to lean into the next note. That's going to make it harder to hit it at best, and usually cracks and goes out of tune. There you go, nice sound. Good solo parts being played here. Oh, but we're out of tune. Make sure we're all together on the retired Hondo. 33 and 34. So the chimes are supposed to be an octave. I only heard the top note. Very flat flute. Sharp. You guys really got to work on that intonation. Listen and adjust. One of the ways you can practice this ethereal floating part of 41 is to start up by having you play it together. The notes are all there, just kind of, you know, it starts and if it doesn't, have you all play it together and then break it up into two groups and then break it up into the third group. I'll tell you though, when you are really focused and concentrated, your sound is very nice. Aren't too much, a little too much right there. Release. Wish we could have all sustained it a little bit more together. And I didn't need to hear more beat for a quarter note in the bass instrument. De-dom. Bring that out more. So, and remember, tenuto, you have to sustain the note, give it a little bit more value than what you normally would. All right, but I really like the literature that you're playing today. It's interesting to listen to. It's variety. It's challenging. Very nice. Very nice. Now our final selection, Atlas. Mysteriously, it says. Let's see how we do with this opening. See natural before. ascending or descending woodwind parts. Measure 12. Sustained note like that, pretend it's like a string attached to your instrument. As it's getting softer, the string is lifting the note up. Sounds silly, but it really works. Little key to crescendos to make them more effective is to always start them a little softer than you think they should be. This way you get more contrast without actually physically having to go louder than you normally would have. Celerando. Nice work. Good intervals. So I know you can do it. It might say triple forte up to forte, but you don't play. You can't play that loud. Covers everything up. All right, nice overall performance. Especially things I started hearing you do things in the third piece that weren't done as well in the first two. So shows that you can do it. Now it's a question of, you know, learning and remembering what it is that we really want you to do, then doing it consistently. But you're a really fine group, and
I congratulate you and all that you and your wonderful conductor have accomplished. I hope you do have a great experience sight reading and maybe get a chance to hear some other groups today. So thank you for being here and best of luck.